there? Is that you, Daddy? Yes, you can come in. Nothing. Nothing's wrong. No, I haven't been crying. Well, maybe just a little. I don't want to talk about it. Well, do you think so? Okay, this is what happened. You know, I had a babysitting job tonight. I wanted to look nice, so I wore my new top. Yes, this is the one. My new black tube top that stretches over my chest and makes me look older. Mommy had to sew some straps on it to keep it from falling down over my new boobies. Yes, I guess I am getting to be a big girl now. I already wear a D cup in my bra. Last month it was a C cup, but I just keep getting bigger in front here. See? And I wear my new denim shorts too. Yes, I know they're a little tight, Daddy, and really short, but they're all the style at school. So when I went to Mr. Smith's house to babysit, he said that his wife had left him to visit her sister and was going to be gone overnight, and he wanted me to take care of the baby. But the baby was asleep, so we just sat on his couch in the living room and talked. He asked me how school was, did I have any girlfriends at school, did I like my teachers, you know, stuff like that. And all the while he was talking, he kept staring at my chest. It made me very uncomfortable, Daddy. And then he asked me if I had any boyfriends. I said I was too young to have any boyfriends, that my daddy wouldn't let me until I was older. And he said I was so pretty that he bet I could have lots of boyfriends if I wanted. Then he put his hand on my knee and started rubbing it up and down. I felt so funny, Daddy. And his hand felt so nice and warm. Up and down, up and down. Further each time, towards my crotch. I told him he shouldn't be doing that, but he said, shh, it's okay. Then he leaned down and kissed me on the neck. It made me feel all funny, Daddy, like I wanted to spread my legs apart and everything. I told him he shouldn't be kissing me like that, that my daddy told me never to let a boy kiss me, especially a man as old as he was. But he said it was okay, that he was about the same age as my daddy, and daddies know how to treat little girls like me. Then he took his hand and touched my new necklace. He said how pretty it was, and he kept touching it and caressing it, and soon his fingers stopped touching my necklace and started touching my chest, making circles, bigger and bigger circles, until finally his hand touched the edge of my top. And so he took his finger and stuck it down inside the edge of my black tube top, right in between the crease made by my boobies. He stuck his finger there and started moving it around. And soon more of his hand was underneath my top, touching me on my boobies. But his hand was so big that my top kept getting pushed down, showing more and more of my boobies, until finally my top was all the way pushed off my boobies, and I was exposed to his gaze, just wearing my D-cup bra, which is barely big enough to hold my boobies because my flesh overflows the cups. Then he started doing the same thing to my bra as he did to my top, sticking his finger down the middle, and soon my bra was pushed down, exposing more of me to his gaze. And he said how pretty my boobies were, and how he'd like to see more of them. And he asked me to take my new bra off. But I said no, I couldn't do that. Daddy told me never to do something like that. And so he said, okay, I'll do it for you. Then you won't get any trouble with your daddy. And so he took his hand and put it behind my back and undid the hooks. There's four of them because my bra is so big to hold up my boobies. And then he moved his hand back around and started touching the front of my bra. And pretty soon my bra slid down and my boobies were all exposed to this man, this stranger whom I just met a couple of hours ago. And so he said, what pretty boobies I had. And he asked me if he could kiss them. And I said, no, my daddy wouldn't like that. But he said it would be okay because he was a daddy too, and daddies know best. So then he started kissing my boobies, touching my nipples. They got all hard, Daddy. Then he licked them with his tongue, and they got even harder. And then I started squirming around and sinking down lower in the couch, and pretty soon the man was practically laying on top of me with his legs in between mine. And I felt his hard thingy touching my crotch, and it felt really good, Daddy, even though we still had our clothes on, except for my black tube top and he kept licking and sucking my boobies and massaging them with his nice warm hands. And it felt so good, Daddy. And he said how pretty I was and how much bigger my boobies were than his wife's and how he liked to give his wife a present when they were all lovey-dovey and kissed me. And he asked me if I would like him to give me a present too, the same kind he gave his wife. And I said how I would like that, but my daddy doesn't let me get presents from strange men. But he said it would be okay because he was a daddy too. And daddies understood things like that. And that maybe someday my own daddy would like to give me a present too, just like that. Then he leaned away from me for a minute and unzipped his pants and pulled out his pee-pee. Except his pee-pee was so big, Daddy. Not small like my little brother's, but really, really big and hard too. And he asked me if I wanted to touch it. And I said, no, my daddy wouldn't want me to touch a strange man's pee-pee. And he said it wasn't a pee-pee, it was a cock, a big, hard, fat, thick cock, so it would be okay. And he said, little girls shouldn't touch a boy's pee-pee, but it was okay to touch a grown man's cock. And so he took my hand and placed it on his cock, Daddy, and it felt so strange. His cock was so big and hard, but the skin was so soft and warm, and the tip was wet, too. He said that his baby juice started to come out, that he was making baby juice, and soon he'd have some more, a really nice big serving of baby juice. And all I had to do was wrap my little hand around his big cock and touch him and stroke it up and down. And then he asked me if I'd ever done this before, and I said no. And so he said he would teach me what to do. He said his cock was wet and tasted really good, and big girls like to taste a man's cock, to lick it, to lick up the juice, to suck the juice out of the tip. And he asked me if I wanted to be a big girl. And I said, yes, I did. And so he told me to lick his cock. And he crawled up over my body and straddled my boobies and fed me his cock. And while I licked and sucked at his cock, he played with my boobies and pinched my nipples and tweaked them and massaged them and made me all squirmy so that I couldn't lay still. And then he said he wanted to do something. He wanted to put his cock in between my boobies, except he called them tits. He said boobies that big should be called tits. He wanted to put his cock in between my tits and rub his cock back and forth in my cleavage. And he wanted to do that. And his cock got even bigger, and pretty soon it was touching my lips. And he said, little girl, open your mouth for daddy's cock. And so I opened my mouth, and he pushed his big fat cock inside my little mouth every time he poked his cock through my tit tunnel. And all the time it was caressing and fondling my tits. And then he said how pretty I looked with his big fat cock in my mouth and how there was more of it for me to take. And he told me to open my mouth wider for him. And I did, Daddy. And then he started pushing his cock further and further inside my mouth. And he told me I only had another inch to go. And he asked me if I was a big enough girl to take his whole cock in my mouth. And then he started shoving his entire cock into my mouth and all the way to the back of my throat. And I started choking and gagging, Daddy, and I couldn't breathe. And the man said how good his cock felt my throat, to just relax, that I could take it all. And he kept pushing and shoving his big fat cock all the way down my throat. And he said how much he liked to fuck my face and how I had such fuckable lips and how good a job I was doing sucking his cock. And then he asked me, are you ready for your present? And I said yes. And then he shoved his cock deep inside my mouth and started moaning and breathing real funny, and all this stuff came out the tip of his cock, and he filled my mouth up with his baby juice, and it tasted yucky, Daddy. And they told me to swallow it. It was full of protein and it would make my tits grow bigger. And he told me how pretty I look with my mouth was stuff full of his big fat cock. And then he rubbed his cock all over my face, Daddy, smearing his baby juice around. And he told me it would keep me from getting pimples, but that I needed a treatment every day for it to work. And he said to ask my daddy, maybe you would help me with my treatments. Would you, Daddy? Daddy? What are you doing, Daddy? Why do you have your cock out of your pants? Why are you touching your cock, Daddy? Stroking it like that other man was. Do you want me to suck your cock too, Daddy? Do you want to see my titties too like the other man? It's okay, Daddy. If I did it with that other man, I can certainly do it with you. Do you like my tits, Daddy? Do they make me look older, like a woman? Do you want to fuck my tits like the other man, Daddy? Oh, Daddy, your hands are so warm and they feel so good. so good on my titties. And your cock is so big and hard and fat and thick. Much bigger than that other man's. Daddy, why are you looking at me like that, Daddy? What are you doing?